Yeah, this isn't looking good. It's because I'm upstairs in the new house and I haven't sorted the internet up here yet. So me hosting, maybe not the best idea. Don't really know what to
Cool.
do now.
Fucking great.
Feels too far gone at this stage. You can at least see me on the video, right?
I can see you on the video. Yeah, you were a bit delayed to me. So I don't know if you want to like leave the video and come back in, maybe.
Let me see if I can. All right. Let me see if I can just connect to the. See, I know it Portugal gets a lot of shit, but it actually does have good internet. It's one thing that they spent a lot of money doing, Altice, as we know.
Altice
But
Portugal.
exactly.
Oh, Altice
But the
International. Yeah.
Altice International, that is, yeah. But
Well, you're good
I
now
got
with
Wi-Fi,
those.
I got a Wi-Fi extender for upstairs, and the Wi-Fi extender for the upstairs can't deal with fast internet, so I had to order
Oh.
another one.
I think there's no audio on Spaces, by the way. Do you want me to try and do it?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Okay, so you mute and I'll unmute. How about now? Can you guys hear us on Spaces? I think so. I see like the sound bar, so
Yeah,
I'm guessing people can hear us.
we can hear you
Okay.
now.
Okay,
All right,
perfect.
that seems to have fixed it. Apologies. Yeah, it's a bit of a shit show over here to begin. Still sorting out the internet problems. How you doing? Market is heading to zero, racing to zero, as they say, right now.
Can't fucking catch a break, can it? Mainly crypto, like
Crypto, yeah.
it's just crypto. Just trading like shit right now, isn't it?
Everyone's trying to work out what it is because stocks are higher this morning. Oil is lower. So you're sitting there just going like, well, if it's not the Middle Eastern stuff and stocks are rallying, then everyone just hates crypto right now, it seems. Bitcoin nearly just touched 60K again. At least it's putting in, that was a lower high potentially, lower higher low even potentially. So maybe that's what we bounce off. I don't really see like that much excessive risk taking right now. So, but yeah, it's definitely waking up each day for the first time in a while, and you're like, fuck, this could be at any price right now. It could just fall out of bed, you feel like. I don't know if you've got that feeling, but the first thing I always check when I wake up at the moment is crypto prices, because it's always just like, well, I check one crypto price and then I check another one. But yeah, shit is moving very, very quickly.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why it's trading so poorly because the rest of traditional markets are trading okay. Apparently, there's still no audio on Spaces. Oh, actually, your Spaces just got rugged completely. Do you want me to start a space?
Why don't you start space? This
Okay.
can be blamed on the Wi-Fi extender in the new house. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Firmware hour. I'm going to start a new space. FOMO hour.
Got a
What?
haircut today.
Oh, you did?
I just felt like too much like a homeless person walking around. So,
Don't want to shave the beard?
you know what? I was wondering whether I should or just. It's now longer than my hair, I think, the beard.
Do you know if I enable video on the spaces thing or not? Do I?
Don't enable
No, do I?
video.
Okay. Start.
Let's just do it easier.
Okay, cool. All right, space started.
All right, I'll come join yours.
You see it? If you want a request, I'll. Hey everyone, we had to start a new space because Mando bought a Wi-Fi extender to increase the boost of his signal up to the top floor of his penthouse, and it doesn't quite reach there because his penthouse is so high up. So I'm
That's
now
it.
hosting the space.
That's That makes Portugal sound too good, if I'm honest. We're not quite at that
Hey,
level.
in Portugal, 100 grand buys you a penthouse, man. Like,
I tell you not, man. Portugal house prices are like randomly very expensive, at least around Lisbon. Right, are we good to go or not?
we're back. Yeah, I think so. I think Spaces is now working. I think
All right.
video is now working.
So we are live. Sorry for I think this is episode 100. I'm not 100% sure, but I didn't want to put it. But we are live for episode 100 of FOMOWOW. This is actually episode probably 500 of us doing this daily show. Probably the worst for technical difficulties so far. Obviously, the rest of the team is in Dubai right now. It's just me and OSF on today. So kind of a more chilled show, I'd say. The classic five things that we're looking at right now. It does feel like crypto is volatile. Like it did just nearly, Bitcoin did just nearly hit 60K and it's rebounded all the way to 62K. So it's volatile around kind of the same level, it looks like. And people are FOMOing in and panicking out, it feels like, at each point. I think everyone thought that GCR tweet would be the bottom. And then we've kind of tested those bottoms two or three times now, or twice at least. So I don't really know what to make of it here. I think we were just talking about maybe before the people on Spaces could hear, but there isn't really something that I can say that makes sense on it today. Like, it's not like we can blame anything. The whole Israel-Iran thing seems to have been slightly de-escalated since the weekend. You can see that from oil. You can see that from bond yields. You see it from stocks. You're seeing even stocks are higher today. So they had been on a three-day losing streak. They're higher. Bond yields, they are slightly higher. Oh, like they're kind of where they were the last 2 days. So this feels very crypto-specific. At the same time, I'm not sitting here going like, there's that many warning signals here in the market. The fear and greed index is back to around 50. Leverage is low. Its open interest is the lowest it's been basically all year. Funding is the lowest it's basically been all year. But at the same time, it's super volatile. Like, it just feels as though crypto could move 5 to 10% at any point right now. So it just feels to me like the fear is back. And I think the fact there is no real explanation for it is a little bit scary to me in the market. I still think we could touch below 60K again, as I said on yesterday's show. I also don't think we're just going to like randomly roof back to 70K. Like, this feels like a period where everyone needs to get their cojones back. This isn't just a buy the dip market. What do you think, OSF?
Yeah, I agree. Like, you know, you have what happened at the weekend and everyone thought that was it and you expect it to bounce back, and when it doesn't, that's when you realize you might be in for a bit more of like a chop or a pain or a consolidation period, whatever you want to call it, really. And if it feels like to me, maybe the short-term trend is that we go a bit lower because we've just rejected breaking out to the upside a couple of times now. I don't really know. Like, I'm not going to try and second guess like short-term price action here, but it doesn't really feel that great from a short-term perspective. I'm still really bullish for the next few months and for the rest of the year, and I think these will be good dips to buy, but it's hard to really judge what we're in for now for the next few weeks and months. I don't know why crypto is underperforming equities so much. Like, equities are not even really that much. They're a little bit lower, but they're not really that much off the highs. I know rates have blown out quite a lot, but you know, rates have been going higher the whole year and crypto hasn't really battered an eyelid. So I don't know why crypto is just trading so poorly. It feels like people are short. You know, if you look at look at the funding numbers and stuff, funding is so neutral or even negative in some cases. It feels like to me people are short and just pushing it lower in what feels like a scared or a nervous market. So that's the one thing I would say it has going for it that I think is bullish. That there are shorts out there, and I think if something, you know, you just need one good headline for things to turn. But yeah, like, I'm looking at funding now, it's like 1% on Bitcoin, negative on ETH. Funding is negative 1% on ETH, 7% on Solana, like negative 10% on Bitcoin Cash. It's
negative on ETH.
It's negative on ETH. Negative 1.5% on ETH right now. Like,
I'm sharing my screen right now. I don't know. Are you able to change that? I don't think I can even. Does it?
Yeah.
Like, you can see. Let's take this back to a 1 year trajectory now. This is kind of some of the lowest funding we've seen. We've got 1% funding on Bitcoin for a year. You could fund a Bitcoin long right now. ETH is negative. Solana is very small. Like, these are very, very low numbers. And I don't know, like, maybe if we brought up the liquidation map of Bitcoin. Yeah, so like, it looks like that this is all the shorts that would be liquidated. That's pretty wild, actually. Like, that all the shorts are kind of clustered slightly to the upside. So a huge amount of shorts. You can see this from this green line, right? It goes much higher in terms of the short interest than it is from the on the long interest close to here. So that tells me that we could have a short squeeze here. But at the same time, it feels as though any macro headline, crypto randomly feels like it's about to get punished. I think part of that is the ETF inflows. So if we go to DGENS at the moment, one thing that has been interesting actually over the last few days is that some of the Bitcoin ETFs have seen literally no inflows. Like the only thing that's seeing inflows at the moment appears to be the BlackRock ETF. And so, for example, on Monday and on Friday, every single ETF except the BlackRock ETF was zero. And then so it's really just Grayscale versus BlackRock at the moment in terms of inflows. And so we've had three very small outflow days, but you would have liked to see some dip buying, you would predict. And in fact, one thing that has really shocked me is that how volatile crypto has been since the ETF has come in. Like, instead of dampening that volatility, it's actually just massively, it feels to me like it's increased it. I don't know if you agree with that, which I think kind of makes sense from the ETF, like what we saw used to see in like traditional markets with ETFs. You know, we've spoken about how they can push things much lower in a weak market and much higher in a strong market. And I think we're kind of seeing that. Wouldn't you agree? Like, it just feels as though on the weekdays, Bitcoin can move like 10, 15% at the moment. Like, I haven't seen that for like the last 18 months.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
Yeah, it just feels
like a nervous market, doesn't it? It just feels like a nervous market. And I think people who are short realize that. They realize they can push things around and just make the most of wobbly hands, I think.
Yeah. So the stuff that we can be bullish on, obviously the main thing is these Hong Kong ETFs, which I saw today that people are saying could be 25 billion. That was actually a Decrypt piece, 25 billion TVL. I think that would be a very big benefit to the market if that starts happening. 25 billion is
that's a big
small
number. Yeah,
it's not small.
Because the ETF guys were saying, Eric was saying 500 mil, so that's like a massive. He was saying that 25 billion is not. There's no way that it happens.
Yeah, but he also said there was no chance. I think they've generally downplayed ETFs in other countries, but they don't also appreciate, you know, the fact you can't buy crypto in China, really. Yeah. So the idea that they would then be able to access this above board is quite a big deal, I think. I would be unsurprised if it starts pushing towards those sort of numbers. Yeah, look, if Chinese investors could buy, this is how much mainland investors could allocate as an upper limit. So I do think that's probably possible. That's the main bullishness. Obviously, we also have the halving, which is happening in just 2 days, right? Like it's really, really soon now. Obviously, people are either underplaying or overplaying. I think at this stage, the halving becomes a bullish narrative for me, just because we're now in a period where Bitcoin's now 20% off its high. I don't know about you, but when we were at 70 plus K and we were rallying, I was like, people are going to sell after the halving. It feels like they've sold before the halving here. And now I feel like the halving could again be a positive momentum for the market. Bernstein had put out a piece. Bernstein expects Bitcoin's bullish trajectory to resume post-halving, reiterates 150K target. So obviously that's a bullish piece. But I do think that now the halving is not a sell the news event. Like, I don't think people sell on that halving now. If anything, I think it's going to be taken positively. And then the only other bullish thing I saw today was this huge A16Z fund that got announced in the in the crypto sector. This is the biggest fund I've seen ever, I think, in crypto. Right, 7.2 billion has got to be their biggest.
Yeah, that's massive.
One of their biggest funds ever. But yeah, A16 hasn't gone so well.
I think you're
it feels as though they are one of the leaders. Oh, no. Am I? What about now?
Yeah. No, you're good now. You're good now.
Maybe I'll just shut that down. They're leading firm alongside Paradigm. So that, yeah, fuck me. It's the internet, man. It's this Wi-Fi extender. It literally is coming today. So hopefully by tomorrow it should be fixed. But I think that's a big sign for VCs that we can raise another $7.6 billion, and they'll probably be investing that heavily in new things in the space. So those are like the three really bullish things I saw on a macro perspective for crypto. It still just feels as though we're just going to be volatile though, and I can't really put a finger on it. One thing we have seen is that the VIX has gone a lot higher. So the VIX, which is generally seen as stock volatility index, essentially, has also gone very high. And there's a lot of correlation actually traditionally between crypto and the VIX. So maybe this is what it is. It's just crypto doesn't like macro volatility, which is what we're seeing. Even though macro seems to be doing okay, it's definitely gotten more volatile over the last couple of weeks. And then people kind of tend to worry a bit more about crypto. So that's the only thing I could point to, because everything else, yeah, Jerome Powell came out yesterday and said that like inflation has stayed a little bit high for longer, but the market been pricing that in now for weeks.
Pricing what in for weeks, sorry?
Rally in macro.
I think I lost you again.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll stop sharing my screen.
Maybe show. Yeah, that's taking up too many resources.
Yeah. Can you see me or no?
I can see you. Yeah, you're momentarily freezing, but I can see you. But you're frozen again. Yep, it's going really well. It's just me speaking to myself now. Well, this is kind of awkward. It's just me and no Mando. And I wasn't even listening to what he was saying, so I can't even continue the conversation. I think he was talking about interest rates in macro, which have gone a lot higher in the last few days. Part of the reason for that is the inflation data. The other part of the reason for that is I think Japan is like one of the largest, or if not the largest, holder of US treasuries, and they're having to sell that to buy yen in order to protect their currency for some weird reason. So that, I think, caused the massive spike in treasury yields yesterday. And it seems like that's also that sell program is ongoing right now, and it's been going on for quite some time this year as well. So that's another thing that I think is exacerbating the move in US interest rates, which is maybe the reason why oil's not really higher, and is maybe the reason why stocks aren't really moving, because it's more of a technical reason rather than a fundamental reason. But obviously we've had the inflation data, etc., which is coming in higher than expected on multiple, pretty much every single occasion this year as well. There were some comments from Jerome Powell yesterday as well. And I think at the beginning of this year, I think there was some hope for interest rate cuts, and the commentary from the Fed was a bit more dovish. His comments yesterday were definitely, I think, were a little bit of a U-turn. I think it's going back to what he said for most of last year, which is inflation hasn't moved lower as quickly as they had hoped, and that they would have to keep interest rates at these, or they were able to keep interest rates at these levels for as long as they needed to until inflation comes lower. So we're kind of moving back towards that higher for longer narrative. Welcome back. Yeah, I was just,
well done, man. Well done.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm really proud of myself.
A round of applause for that. The internet should be good down here.
Yeah, you're good here. You're a little bit quiet, but
yeah, because I had to take off all the roadcaster stuff.
So yeah, so. That's right. Just speak loudly, I guess.
Yeah. So, and then what's been going on in like smaller coins? I think the main thing I saw yesterday was that Coinbase wallet is now going to be integrating with Solana, right? which I think is going to be quite a big deal for if, you know, they're doing this smart wallet as well. And everyone was debating whether they're going to be able to trade Sol meme coins. And now it looks like that's going to be a real possibility because Coinbase Wallet is integrated for on-chain Solana trading. So that, I think that could be a big deal. It does feel like meme coins is still where the action is, but most things have still been hammered, right? Like most meme coins right now are just like waiting for some stability in Bitcoin or in Solana or in ETH.
Yeah, they're just, I mean, I'm surprised at how well they've held up. Like, some, for example, like WIF is still at 2.4, so it's still at $2.4 billion market cap, which is still massive. Like, if I really was bearish on crypto right now, I'd be shorting the fuck out of like meme coins and stuff like WIF, which is at crazy high market caps. But I'm not bearish on it, and I think that stuff will go higher. But yeah, it's a bit interesting to see this massive pull. I mean, ETH is below 3K right now, right? Like, it's interesting to see this big pullback and seeing meme coins hold up so well. And I think it just means one of two things. It means either shit really hits the fan and meme coins just get crushed, and I hope that doesn't happen, but it's a possibility. Or when we bounce back, because meme coins have been so strong, we will see like some crazy, crazy strength and another crazy run of meme coins across the board, which I think is maybe a scenario that people are a bit more happy with, obviously, but maybe can, you know, think is a bit more of a realistic possibility. But either could happen. Like, meme coins are just at this, like, these levels right now with like ETH below 3K and like multiple meme coins at multi-billion dollar market caps, all this kind of stuff. Like, it's at a point of inflection. It's going to go one way or the other. It's not going to stay at these levels for a while. And so I think if we don't see a meaningful bounce in crypto from here, I as a big bag holder of a lot of meme coins, I would start to get a little bit worried about them here. I think
some altcoins are never coming back. Like, they look like they're never coming back, and that's the same with some of these meme coins, right? Like, I looked at some of the altcoin charts and just like, what is it going to take for some of these to come back? Like, particularly some of the older ones that kind of had a little bit of a rally and then they just kind of like fade, they've just now faded away, like all of the gains that we had. And so for some of them, that was a lot, you know, to even get them up to higher levels. And now they're just like, it's completely gone for so many of these like ecosystem coins or L2s or DeFi. Like, I don't know what the fuck it takes, right? Like, it really does feel as though the comments are hilarious on this, by the way. I love what Chad Michael said. Like a proud parent watching his kid talk at his Christmas show.
I was like, I don't know what to do here. So
I think everyone was proud of you at that stage. You know, you weren't. You clearly weren't listening. I was going in and out.
I was not listening at all.
I was going in and out of Signal, and we just had to rely on you. To be fair, like, you've hosted the show once by yourself, actually, and like everyone said, you completely crushed it, and then you've never really done it.
That was a long time ago. That was like almost 2 years ago when I had to do it by myself.
Yeah, but I do think that if you're sitting there on some altcoin bag or meme coin bag and you're like, you're waiting for the like Solana to save you, I'm not sure it will. I know that's tough to hear, right? But like, oh, you know, I'll sell this thing which is down 40% because I'll wait for ETH or Bitcoin or Solana to rally and then my thing will go up 10x. If your thing has gone up 10x and then has dropped 60% on this, I don't think it goes back to that 10x, even if Bitcoin goes back to 72K. Like, I think there'll probably be a bounce if Bitcoin like rallies again and a lot of this stuff, but don't expect it to go back to all-time high. I think a lot of altcoins and a lot of meme coins have put in their, potentially their yearly high in the last month. I don't know if you would agree with that, OSF. That's maybe quite a bearish take, but I look at some of these and just go like, I don't know who's buying that on this bounce. Like, the things that I'm buying right now is Solana. Like, because I feel like it can go back. But like a lot of altcoins, a lot of meme coins, I'm just like, oh yeah, that was probably its cycle high. That was probably at least its yearly high. Like, Bitcoin goes to like 300K, like maybe all bets are off, but it does feel like that.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's a large chunk of the altcoin market, which maybe were like things that had not pre-sales, but like people could invest in and now in their vesting periods and stuff that just constantly have sell pressure like every week or month or whatever it is, or every day in some cases. And I just think that stuff will always underperform the market. Like, you know, if Bitcoin moves 20%, some random altcoin will probably be higher, but that altcoin may only be like 10% higher, 15% higher, which is just stupid. Like, risk adjusted, why would you not want to own Bitcoin if it's the thing that's outperforming or even matching the performance of an altcoin? And there, yeah, I think that does describe a large part of the market, and it always will do.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I'm more bullish on meme coins than I am on altcoins, even on this balance, because the tokenomics of all those altcoins are just horrific, right? Like, to even get them up to those levels was tough, and then now they've still got to have all this supply all the time. So, yeah, it still feels bad for the altcoin market. I'm way more bullish on meme coins, even for those bounces. But at the same time, I think you got to appreciate that some of this stuff that ran up to like 300, 400 million as an altcoin, I don't know if Bitcoin goes back to 72K, if that goes up to 300 or 400 million again. Like it's still tough to imagine like money runs back. Like a lot of the, yeah, it's just, that's what I was just thinking this morning.
Like, what are we supposed to do now? Like, just sit and pray, or just...
Dude, I wake up every day, I do shit for the duck. That's where I'm putting my efforts. But I think you've got to wait for Bitcoin at least to go back to like high 60s, and then hopefully then you see Solana bounce back. The other thing, interesting thing about Solana is that some of these airdrops, I don't know if you saw, but like Parcel, and I forget what the other one was, Sharkify, I think it was, they haven't done that well. Like, the Parcel FTV was like 40 million and Sharkify was like 500 million. So some of that airdrop story, you know, that was like really, really strong in January, you know, oh, we're going to airdrop something for, and even the concept around Blast we talked about yesterday, like, because so many altcoins have been destroyed in this move, suddenly these airdrops don't look as attractive as they did. Like, if you were going to get some sort of DeFi airdrop or get some L2 airdrop or some AI airdrop, and all those coins are down like 60%, then suddenly the concept of that goes down a little bit. So I'm super, super, super bullish on Solana. Like, I couldn't be more bullish on its long-term future, but I can imagine this is a period where people have to work out what the next big driver is. I think the next big driver is probably Fire Dancer. And I think some of the story around the airdrops probably subsides across the market here, right? Because the valuations for other altcoins is down so much. And I think the meme coin cycle will come back pretty strong. But it just needs some stability to come back to it. But yeah, I think we're all sitting on our hands. We're hoping that Bitcoin doesn't completely nuke here, which increasingly is looking like it could easily hit 58, 59 again. And then on that bounce, I'm buying Solana, I'm buying Bitcoin, and I'm probably buying a few meme coins, including the duck. But yeah, that's about it. What do you think? What are you buying on the bounce?
I definitely want to buy more. I like to be concentrated in my positions, because I think in a bull market, just like the whole market goes up. So I'm not right trying to like switch around between different coins and stuff to like generate alpha. So like, I kind of like pick my horses for the cycle. And for me, that's Whiff. Like, I just think it's the meme coin that seems to have the best backing, the one that I think has a good chance of like getting to SHIB Doge levels. So I think that's the thing. And it's also like, I'm really bullish on Solana still this year. And I think that's also like kind of like a levered play on Sol as well. So I would just buy that. Like, I think that's the one. If that goes below two again, which is not far away from now, I would start putting some money back into that and just average down. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I just don't know what to do right now. Like, it's, yeah, I think just watch basically, and then if things go lower, bid. I think that's the best move, but it's just frustrating to sit here and just watch things like go lower every day, I think.
Wifi is a good example, actually, and Pepe as well. Like, I actually think those could both double on a bounce. Like, I genuinely think they could both hit all-time high very easily. If I own, like, Link, or if I owned Optimism, or, you know, a bunch of these, like, more crowded but still strong altcoin plays, I just don't think they're going back to all to, like, to near all-time high, even on a bounce in, even on a bounce in ETH or Bitcoin or Sol. So that's a good example. You're not bullish on the Duck? Is that going to be your?
I would also buy more Duck. Yeah, I definitely would buy more Duck if it dropped. But the Duck hasn't provided me with a dip to.
We've got a BitJet listing today. BitJet listing. That's what I was doing.
Yeah. Well, it just hasn't really it's been up every single day. It hasn't really dipped, so
it's a bit of a dip today.
Yeah, I guess it's off the highs of yesterday, I guess. But it's pretty incredible. It's like the only thing that's up.
Yeah. The what do you think about Solana though now? Like, as I just described, we've been super bullish on Solana on the show. And then now the airdrop thing is kind of looking a little bit weaker. Meme coins as a sector are looking a little bit weaker. Do you think that can go back to 200 soon? Do you think it's going to take some time now?
I think it can. And I think it will. I don't think that narrative is finished or over. I don't think the meme coin cycle is finished or over. I think it's pretty clear that that's where the casino is this cycle. And just like how the NFT market in 2021 would have its peaks and troughs, I think the meme coin market will have the same thing. And it will happen predominantly on Solana. You will have spots of activity in things like Base and perhaps even Blast and, you know, other areas. But Solana is still by far the cheapest to use, and provided the blockchain is up and running and not crashing and all that kind of stuff, it's also potentially still the fastest to use as well. So I just think that we'll have another season again. I don't think that's going to go away. And I think it will be more sustained. And I think that will end up being pretty bullish for Sol. Like, I just think there's too much that's happened this year where it's shown its hand too much, I think, where it's going to be very tough to fade it. But you need a bigger market rally. I think if a bigger market rally, I think Sol will do really well. But like Sol versus Bitcoin, Sol versus ETH, they all look like pretty good entry points to me now.
You see that everyone's now talking about runes as well. Like, I think I've seen every single major market commentator that was going from Solana to talking about base season is now talking about rune season. Runes is the token protocol coming out on Bitcoin. It's going to be coming out on 4/20, right? I think in 3 days. Everyone's saying, you know, this is the 100x bit of this cycle. And I think Franklin Templeton came out and said it. Pretty much everyone is being like, this is super bullish. And we've already seen part of that, like part of the rally and a lot of these ordinals has been because of all the runes airdrops they're going to get. Interestingly, I saw Beanie come out yesterday and said, look, I don't think it's going to be that big a deal. He said, look, I think Bitcoin maxis are Bitcoin maxis. They don't really like shitcoining. They don't really like buying anything that isn't Bitcoin. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's true for Bitcoin maxis, but I think there's also a cohort of Bitcoin holders who understand that there needs to be more to Bitcoin than just Bitcoin itself in order to compete with other chains. And I think that was the lesson from ETH in 2021. So I think it's something that will have a lot of support behind it. I think you will see a lot of people DJing on it. It's not just like, oh, hey, here's this new thing on an L2, random L2 or whatever. Like, it's Bitcoin. It's like the OG thing. Mm. It's a big thing. And you've seen, it's to me that, like, that market will be an extension of ordinals. Like, I think there is some good art and stuff in ordinals, but I think very few people are buying and speculating on ordinals because they are in it for the art or they like it. They're speculating on it as a beta for Bitcoin or as a levered play on Bitcoin. And so if you have runes as another version of that, that potentially is more liquid and easy to trade, just like how we've seen attention shift from NFTs on ETH to meme coins on ETH and now meme coins on Sol. By that logic, I think you know, stuff could be pretty interesting there, I think.
Yeah, and I think people feel like they've already missed a lot of this shit already. They're like, oh, you know, I've already missed it. I saw a really good table, I forget who posted it. I think it was maybe even Clemente or Pio or something like that from the Nifty show, who put all the collections, all the ordinals collections in ETH. And like the highest ordinals collection is actually just like 8 ETH. It's really not that high. Like we're nowhere near the ETH highs for NFTs that we saw in the last cycle. You know, like Bored Apes hit 450 grand. Like Punks hit similar, right? Like we are the top ordinals collection in terms of price is like 30 grand, is it roughly? Yeah. We are like nowhere near that. Like no monkeys are 25 grand. And how much is a puppet these days?
Yeah.
So like, yeah, 20 grand. So people feel like they've missed it because they've missed the first bit of this move. But if this does become a big thing, you know, if Runes does take off and Bitcoin maxis decide they're going to get rid of, you know, get part way of some of their Bitcoin, you know, to get to 450 grand is still a 20x. Still a big move. So I don't think it's 100x because I think I agree with Beanie to an extent is that like Bitcoin, there's a huge bit of that Bitcoin TVL, which is just like, we own Bitcoin because it's gold. We don't own Bitcoin to like, for utility. We own it because we don't ever want to part ways with Bitcoin. It's the hardest asset in the world. At the same time, I do think those could, you could easily see six figure ordinals, which is like a 5 to 10x from here. So I think, and then that'll be the same for some of these runes. I also think that there's a lot of grifting going on in that market. And there's a lot of assumptions that suddenly, you know, you launch something on runes and it's going to immediately go to hundreds of millions. The highest I've ever seen for like a Bitcoin token was Audi, which went to, I think, over a billion, like a 1.5 billion, and then has quickly gone back to basically 500 million or less. So I'd be wary of just like, I own runes, I'm going to be a millionaire, because I think it's still very, it's very nascent, and liquidity can flow out of these things very, very quickly, and they can drop like an absolute stone when it does. Like it's really like we pump this bit and then we move on to the next bit. So I'd just be wary about it. Like a lot of, just like when everyone said base season, and base season did last for like 2 weeks and then all the meme coins basically went to zero. Just be aware that like this narrative isn't just like a given. Like it does require a lot for it to keep going. And I don't think you're just immediately going to be a millionaire if you're on runes. So like, be careful.
Yeah, I just don't know where to start. Like, what would you buy?
Like, well, the easiest thing to buy is things like puppets or node monkeys or like pizza ninjas or OMB, because then you get some of this stuff for free. But getting stuff for free doesn't mean you necessarily get value with it. So I agree. It's just something to be aware of. That Pups token, you know, like the one related to Bitcoin puppets, like that has been one of the more popular plays. There's like a liquid play. I don't know where that is today. I saw like it rallied a little bit. Let me have a look. Let me see if I can find it. But I would say that that's probably the easiest one. But at the same time, like that's down 50% in a week. So you got to be aware, like if you're buying into like an Anson narrative, don't immediately assume you're going to be a millionaire. These things are volatile, even if it's good. And I'm not saying that he gives bad calls or anything like that, but like this isn't, be prepared for like this narrative to rug you. And you have to be a, you know, a community member / long-term believer, because ordinals doesn't just immediately mean profit, I would say.